Now, I'm joined in the studio by Jacob Dest.
Oh, that's it.
Yes.
Nailed it.
From We Are All Fossils, ahead of their gig at the Hotbox this Saturday, and we're going to hear some tracks from their up-and-coming album. We've already been playing When I Find You, which is a beautiful duet with Atasha Robertson, and we're also playing Fire as well. Saw you at HMV.
Yeah.
Where you did a wonderful live performance, so welcome back to the studio.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Tell us about We Are All Fossils, because there's three of you in the band, and each of you are individually singers. You go out and write songs, and then you collaborate together with these fantastic harmonies and tunes.
And we've even got another member now, a guy called Nick Woodham, the best bassist I've ever come across. So there's four of us now, and we kind of all help each other make the song work. So you know, you compromise maybe your own like individual talents and make the overall song work, but I'm so lucky to work with Mark, Dan and Nick. Very fortunate.
And when did you all get together?
It started as a YouTube project for me. I kind of wanted to do covers every week, and I kind of wrote some songs to go with the covers for some shows. And me and Mark Halls, he had his own, well, still has his own solo project, and we went out on this something we called a procrastinator, because we couldn't really get on any tours and we just wanted to go and play around. And as we were playing, we started just playing on each other's sets, and Dan, who was doing percussion for both of us, and before we knew it, we just kind of all just supported each other. There's never really been like a decision like, let's do this now. It's just, it's kind of weird if we don't do it together now. But yeah, there was no start date, I would say, for that. But yeah.
And when you write together, do you bring down songs individually and then just work on them, or do you just go to the studio, or is it just different depending on?
So because it's kind of a project that I started, it's always kind of come with, I'll come in with kind of a very full idea and then leave the room open for what they can add to it. And, you know, I think over the years I've learned more and more how to be more collaborative. I think I was, in the earlier days, I didn't really know. I never was in a band where that was, I was always a writer on my own. I kind of take in something that I feel is really good, worth showing them, and then they build on that. I think the best thing about that is you leave a little bit of door open for magic just to creep in if you do it like that. If you think you've got the best idea, you probably don't. So it's kind of like you take it in, just see what they do. And it's always, they always show me like a different way. Vocally, they're both so, so good. And that's not my strongest point, to fit in with the harmonies. But the things they highlight are incredible. And more often than not, I'm just like, that's it. And then we quickly voice note that down, and then that'll be on the next single kind of thing. You know, if you're doing it all on your own, you have no time to spend it with anyone else. And when you have really good bits, you don't get to share that with other people, you know? So it's way more fun to be collaborative and learn from each other than to think you've always got the best idea.
Now, this question I've asked all year of musicians, and I think I've had one person that said, no, you're not going to say no. Do you feel that your songs are gifted to you from the universe sometimes? It's not always, but you literally write something, you go, that didn't even feel like it came from me. It feels like it comes from somewhere else. Do you ever get that when you're writing?
I think a lot of people identify it in different ways, like, you know, the universe, or, you know, maybe just even the stillness in your brain so that your analytical side can not be, you know, there when you write. But I do feel certain mornings when you pick up a guitar and there's certain things that you're doing, if you don't try and monitor it as you go along, then yeah, there's definitely something that happens. I feel like it's kind of it's a space that I love to be in, but it doesn't always like present itself when I want it to. And the best thing is it will present itself when you're in a rush, when you can't write, when you know, because then it's just it's like a bit of a playfulness that comes in. I do agree with you, there's something extra happening, but I don't know what it is.
The universe.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing Fire?
I'm going to play Fire, yeah.
Yeah, which is the one that I've been playing out. That was the first one that you sent over, yeah. So that was probably about a month ago, which I played out a lot. That's why, yeah. I know the words.
Yeah.
Tell us about this song.
I kind of like wrote this one in a bit of a blur. Within 2 days, it was start and finish, and I'm still kind of digesting what really happened. But I feel there's a lot in there for people to find their own meaning. I've got my one, but a lot of people can just maybe just hear it for themselves, I guess.
Brilliant. So here is Jacob from We Are All Fossils. This is from the new album, and this is an acoustic version of Fire.
I wake up cold
and still alone. There's nothing here of you to keep me warm, to help me through. 'Cause I don't know what I would do. 'Cause I'm on fire every time I'm with you. I'm on fire every time I'm with you. Stuck in my head over again. I don't mind if you don't too. Please don't escape, forever fade. 'Cause I don't know what I would do. 'Cause I'm on fire every time I'm with you. Every time I'm with you. Are you ever coming back? Who knows? Am I following my own tracks? 'Cause I'm on fire every time I'm with you. I'm on fire every time I'm with you. I'm on fire every time I'm with you. I'm on fire every time I'm with you.
Thank you.
Oh, fantastic. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And as you know, I've been playing out the full band version of that, but it's something really special when it's broken down and just the vocals. You've got really good control with your voice. It is quite hard to sing softly.
Yeah, I think weirdly I can't sing that loud. So maybe that's my... I think I'm a very shy person. So when I used to like sing in my bedroom, it just used to be as light as it could be. And then, yeah, I kind of just found it way more comfortable. I like the vulnerability of it now, which before I used to not at all. But yeah, no, there's some control in this.
When did you discover when you wanted to be a musician? I mean, were you singing along to stuff when you were a kid, or is it something that you developed more as you were a teenager?
I always had a draw like to music. Strangely, I have like the odd memories of me sneaking up to my dad's like massive old school hi-fi with all those metal knobs, and putting on music myself and just putting my headphones on and enjoying it. I was always drawn to the melancholy kind of sounds. I remember listening to That's Why They Call It the Blues by Elton John on repeat. It was holiday and it was sunny outside, and I just went, no, I've got this. This is where I want to be. And some Bee Gees, like some of the slower Bee Gees tracks. And yeah, I used to be into sports quite a bit when I was growing up, and I injured my knee quite badly. And a friend of mine started playing guitar, and I thought, wow, it'd be really fun to play, you know, along with him. And he was incredibly talented. And I just wanted to play the chords, and he did all the solos. And from there, it just kind of, the passion just grew. The kind of feeling quite familiar and in that space, but not being there before, was just something that was like, well, I think this is what I enjoy doing. You know, so that's, I hope that's some sort of answer.
independent musicians, how difficult is it to do this?
I would say it's definitely testing on many, many levels, and it kind of puts you through the ringer if it's about passion, then you'll stay and you'll enjoy it and you'll redefine what success means to you. You know, having figures and ways of measuring yourself is quite detrimental. I kind of think it's great because it validates you through other people's eyes, maybe. But to sum it down to a figure is very, you know, short of what the actual meaning of music is, for me at least. But I think as an independent musician, you just got to enjoy what you do, keep innovating. And I think if something feels like it's slightly out of your comfort zone, that's kind of maybe a good compass. That's something where I've been leaning into recently, and it's kind of revamped and made everything feel quite fun. And then everything that's exterior, which I don't have control over, that's just that, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now. If I have to rely on the exterior to give me the fun, that's not got legs. It's not going to last, I don't think.
I think the main thing is as a musician, is if you can get up on stage and play your original material, you've already won.
Yeah.
Because you've actually done it.
And like, that's why this Saturday at Hotbox is going to be a celebration for us. We get to play the music that we've been writing the rooms at late at night and share it with people. And, you know, when people leave a comment saying how much they like the songs, it really does spur you on to kind of follow what you enjoy doing, you know. So people that do that, thank you.
So Hotbox, we just mentioned Hotbox. How much are the tickets? What time is it all kicking off? And what can people expect on the evening?
So £10 online now, or 12 when you go in the door. Doors open at 7, and we've got an amazing support act, Armoured Man. It's a duo with a very kind of like unique twist to the... well, it's not actually that unique really, in terms of it's folk done properly.
Proper English.
Yeah, it's proper English folk, and... They've kind of revamped it to make you want to really go into it again. And I've seen them play live, and incredibly talented musicians. So just for them to say yes, they wanted to be part of it, was, I just knew the night was just going to be like way better. But in terms from us, we've got four of us playing, and a special guest, Tasha Robertson, joining us for the single.
Must mention her very, 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 very quickly, because Tasha Robertson is the voice on When I Find You, which is the new track which I've been playing out, and she's got an amazing voice, blends beautifully with the track as well. So how did that collaboration come about?
We were kind of talking about doing something together for a little while. We've always really enjoyed each other's music. I think she's just such an incredible singer-songwriter. Such a natural talent, and her voice, as soon as it starts singing, it just sits so well. And I sent her the song on a Wednesday, just saying, look, next week I'm recording this. Would you want to be part of it? Because I wrote it with her kind of in mind, but we were moving so quickly with the recording that we needed, you know, to get it down. And in a week's time, from asking her, she was already recording with us. And me and Mike, who recorded the single, we both just looked at each other and just like, this is what we needed. This is the texture. So yeah, I'm very, very excited to have her on the show with us for maybe more than one song. Let's put it that.
Oh, don't give away too much.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Glad to say what the album is. Is it out now or is it coming out? Will it be available on the night as well for people to buy physically?
Well, I would have loved that to be in the case, but... there's a whole batch of new songs that came at the back end of the recording that we all kind of felt like maybe we need to push this back a little bit more, because it's quite exciting where it's going. So I believe April 6th, is it April 6th, we're going to be doing something special.
Are we wanting to say?
I guess, yeah, there might be something special in the pipeline.
Who knows? Is he helping you at all, Martin? You're just sort of like half asleep there. Hello, who am I?
No, I know what it is, but I didn't know whether we were saying
Okay.
Coinciding with an album planned for around about then.
Ah, right, okay. That's why. Oh, right, sorry, yeah. Not telling me nothing, basically.
Off mic, we'll tell you.
You're not getting that mug in there.
Then we're not telling you.
Tell me. Are you going to play another song live?
Oh yeah, I kind of forgot that we're going to do that.
No, I thought I wasn't sure how many you wanted to do, but yeah.
No, I can do a song called Mountains. Is that okay?
That's beautiful, lovely. And is this going to be on the new, or is this an older track?
Yeah, I think it might be. It's done really well for us, so I think it'd be a shame not to have it on any release. So it might show its face on the album.
Okay, lovely. Here we go.
I strolled into the darkness. Seems my mind wanted to keep me alone. I wasn't scared, if I'm honest. No, my eyes started to see the faults. Oh, every day and everywhere I could see a new sun rising ahead up through the air to calm the seas. It could tear down your mountains and leave your mind at ease. Then I saw the smoke, it rose high in the air, sealing up our hope. But if we dare to dream, I'm sure we could see a new sun rising again up through the air to calm the sea. Tear down your mountains and leave your mind at ease. It could tear down your mountains and leave your mind at ease. Ooh.